The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2014 in Excelsior Spring, Missouri. It is one of 21 recordings from the retreat called Insight Dialogue, taught by Gregory Kramer. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gregory Kramer is the founder and guiding teacher of Metta Programs and has been teaching insight meditation since 1980. He developed the practice of insight dialogue and has been teaching it since 1995. Gregory is the author of numerous books. Find out more at www.metta.org.
Meditation is not the path. Meditation is part of the path. Which is saying that meditation is part of life and all of life is the path. But meditation is a very special, important part of the path. Where the mind gets exceptionally clear, exceptionally still and bright. And capable of seeing things as they are, seeing through. So, penetrating ignorance, diminishing hunger, really benefit from cultivating these qualities of awakening. So let's touch them briefly. We begin with sati, with mindfulness. And just ask yourself, is there mindfulness right now? Take a look. And just in the looking, does the mind wake up? What is the experience of being mindful? How do you access it? How do you rest in it naturally? So right now with your meditation partner, taking literally just a few minutes to locate the qualities of sati, of recollecting where this awareness is. And to do so, just share what the experience of being mindful is, giving attention in particular to the sense of right here and what it's like to be here, and right now, what it's like to touch now. nothing abstract, nothing out of this very moment. Here and now, the actual experience. And what are you aware of right now? And just asking that question, you notice, here's the mindfulness. It's always right here. If you notice, for example, your hands. Is there any distance between the knowing and the hands? Where is here? And if you can, for a moment, touch here, the here of the hands, perhaps, or the here of the breath, just really get the texture of here. The utmost intimacy with experience. And resting with this here, try to find now. You can't hold it, but can you enter and move with it? Relax into it. Vibrate with it. And as you observe this mindfulness, the texture, the quality, what you're aware of, notice that in the most natural way, the mind is investigating this phenomena of mind. What's the tone of that investigation, that Dhammavicaya? Not far away, it's absolutely natural, right here. But just give it attention. That which is given attention grows. And you investigate, what is this? This mindfulness with investigation? Where's the investigation? Oh, that's where it is. I'm asking where it is. You can't lose. Touching the most natural curiosity of awareness. And if you're moved to speak of this dynamic experience now, you can do that. And if not, that's fine. noticing what you're aware of now. And the mind is naturally sort of saying something like, what is this? Not just what am I aware of, but what is this being aware? What is this? And in that quality of investigation and being awake, no matter how relaxed or tired or anything the body feels, you can touch perhaps the energy in the very awareness. See for yourself. In simply knowing experience, the mind says, what is this? And right here, in this, is something gently luminous. Just allow yourself to investigate that virya, that energy. Please don't look for fireworks or any such thing. Just the sparkle of wakefulness itself. Can you name that? Of course it's wordless. Do you see it in your partner when he or she touches the mindfulness? Does it grow? Does it diminish? Virya, energy. Noticing the energy that might be observable now. And there's the mindfulness and investigation right here. Just this. It's not distant. And touching that energy of awareness, I invite you to discern whether you perceive the subtle quality of joy in it. Just this fragrance of rapture right in the awareness itself, in the fact of its luminosity. Not to talk in the abstract, but just to locate, be present, curious, whether or not there are pleasant or unpleasant sensations somewhere else in the body. Just notice the dynamic quality of the virya, the energy of being aware, of being mindful now. And see if there's this piti, this joy, just in this, nothing dependent upon conditions at all. Inherent. See for yourself. You definitely want to take advantage of the pause. Keep the attention with the piti, with curiosity. Don't fabricate anything. Just sort of look over here kind of thing. The mindfulness, the investigation inherent right there, right here. The energy in that luminosity of awareness. And really ask this question, do I notice the piti, the joy? It's not dependent on conditions. Take your time. And noticing whatever mindfulness is present now. What are you aware of right now? Is it distant? Is it near? Does it have this sense of here and now? And notice the investigating mind right now is active. No big effort. And the energy of wakefulness, the virya, can be subtle. Take your time. And noticing if there's the piti, the joy, the rapture inherent in the awareness. Perhaps felt in the body or a lightness of mind. And if you're actually touching that lightness, or perhaps the embodiment of it, you might notice, just ask, with this simple joy or rapture, is there tranquility, serenity of body, serenity of mind? Just be present to what might be here. No force. Not even desire, just what's here. See if there's serenity of the body, the hands, the chest, the throat, the face. Serenity of mind. Just that little bit of quiet. and does the mind settle? Is there concentration? Without force. Contentment. And the mind settles. Just see for yourself. So there's mindfulness of whatever concentration there might be, whatever tranquility there might be. Does the mind relax into balance? Poise, equanimity. Just see if you detect any flavor of equanimity. Nothing to do. Nothing to get. Nothing to have. Nothing to be. Nowhere to go. Just this. And I'll ring the bell just to give you a chance to share your appreciation for your meditation partner. Thank you for your practice.